Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADL. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To Pastor Carol. To the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, intercessors, youth, men, ADM Frontline, members, family, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. Good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in this day. For it is He, the Lord God, that woke us this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. Oh, bless His holy name. And we thank Him on today. On today that the Lord has made. And I say, give Him praise. Give Him honor. Give Him glory. Give Him thanks for today. For the day is new. A new time. A new journey. That He allowed us to be here in the land of the living. Oh, praise His holy name. One more time. One more time. He allowed us to be here. So, since we have this one more day that God blessed us with on this terrific Tuesday morning, come before His throne and bow down with thanksgiving in our hearts. With love in our hearts, rejoicing in Him for the day. For this is the day that He has made. And He allowed you and me to be here in this day. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. He didn't have to do it, but He did it. Oh, glory. Because He loves us so. And because God is love, He made us in His image. Amen. That we are love, love, love. Oh, blessed holy name. This morning, as you woke up and rose up out of your bed, oh, praise God. I know you didn't have no doubt that God would bring you out. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor. God bless you also. Bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come give you the honor. Honor for the people ahead of my life. I give you honor to my husband, Joe Jackson. Give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Ministry this morning. Heavenly Father, I come. Lord, just thanking you. We thank you just for another day that we've never seen before, God. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. Another day of journey, God. We realize yesterday is gone, God. This is a brand new day. So we say thank you once more, God. Oh, God, we lift up every ministry that it is this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let them hang up. Just shooting them in a mighty way. And shield and protect. In the name of Jesus, and God, our family members this morning, God. God, we allow us to see their faces once. Thank you, God, for shielding and protecting them. on them, near to you, saving and delivering and save the captain. Oh, how we, oh God, we thank you this morning, God, because we have a praise continually on our lips, our lips say this morning, and our souls say hallelujah this morning. No matter what we are going through, no matter what the trial is, God, we continue to say, alive, God, in your word, you say you're going to never leave us or forsake us. So whatever we're going through, God, you're with us. Going with us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you. Let us continue to push like never before, God. Continue to pull on us, God. Make us proud of the Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Creating us this morning, God, a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for continuing to pour your love within our spirit, God, that we continue to love, God, our brothers and continue to let us love the one that hates us, lie on us, despise us, God. No matter what, God, continue to pour your love within us in the name of Jesus, God. God, we continue to lift up your youth in the name of Jesus. God, continue to shield and protect them, God, as they're on the way to school, huh? On the way to school, God, in their homes, God, because sometimes they're not even safe in their home, God. So we pray, God, that you just, that your legions of angels, God, all around them, God, no matter where they go, God, oh, God, we thank you, God, because we realize, God, that you're saving the youth. Healing them with your precious Holy Ghost out of O'Shea in a young age, God. We just thank you, God. We continue, God, to teach us to be obedient and to your word out of our sanity. Oh, God, teach us to be obedient even unto you in your man-made service in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for healing our sickness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us continue to stand on your word, God. By your stripes, we are here in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Hey, Obo Shanda, Lord. We lift up Shanda. Oh, God, we lift up the one that's still in the streets, God, the sinner man. It's going here and there, God. Don't have no peace, huh? Nowhere they go. They're looking for peace, huh? But looking into the wrong place. Jesus is the peace that you need. That perfect peace, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, because we realize, God, somebody had to pray for us, God. So let us pray for somebody else, God, that had us on their minds, God. This morning, God, we pray for the sinner man. No matter what they're doing, the Moshe, God, we realize, God, there is hatred, God, of our standard of O'Shea, God. But you can break the hatred down, God, and bring in your love in the name of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, that you're loving and kind, God. A God that of O'Shea, God, that stretch your hands out to Jesus this morning. Every ear that has an ear, out of O'Shea, and tell him, here I am, out of my son, God. I'm coming to you just as I am, God. I can't fix myself. I can't wash myself, oh, God. But I heard about a Moshe. I heard about a man named Jesus. He can do it for me. So here I am. Just tell him that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. He got a Moshe, God. Fix me this morning, God. Fix my mind, my heart, God, a Moshe, God. Oh, God, lead me and guide me in this. I need to be in you, God. Jesus, God. Oh, somebody's about to give up this morning. I say this morning, Haruba, don't give up. Just call on Jesus. Call on his name sincere and see when he come in and fix you, huh? See when he come in, oh, the Moshe, God. He's the one that, oh, the Moshe, God, that deliver you from bipolar and by sin, oh, the Moshe. He's the one that can deliver you from stress. Stress is not of God. You can just rest in Jesus, huh? Hell might go all around you, but yet and still you resting in his peace. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for bringing us soldiers in these snares and evil days, God, that want to be real in the Moshe, God, too. Don't want to be imitated in the Moshe, God, but just real in you, God. They're seeking you, God, in the Moshe, God. They have a zeal for you, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, don't let us sit on the sideline like we have given up a tie. But let us another push in you. Just look back when think about how where you brought us from, God. Think about how good you've been to us, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, in the Boche, God. We lift up our spouse up to you today, God. Continue to work on them, God. Continue to just to draw them near to you, God. Make them the women and men that we need to be in you in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, a little shake up where we can just hug somebody and they'll feel the realness of Jesus Christ in us, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, this morning, God. Oh, God, we continue to pour out to you, God. Let us continue to pour out to you, God. In the name of Jesus, no matter what we're going through, God, we can't handle this ourselves, God. You was created, O Moshe, God, and let us put everything in your hand, God, and let you work it out, O Moshe, God. Don't let us be so quick in a hurry, wrong things, God. Let us wait patiently on you, God, and let you do what you have to do, God. Oh, God, we pray for the east, south, north, and west, God, all over the country this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that your perfect will be done, God. Every situation, God. Somebody may not have anything to eat this morning, God. But be a provider for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Somebody's body is racking in pain. Oh, God, they want to give up. Oh, God, brother, you are the healer. Name of Jesus, God, this morning. We thank you this morning, God. Thank you on this Tuesday morning, God. Praise your name, God. Death to glorify you, God. You're worthy, God. Let your people realize how blessed they are, Lord, oh, God. But yet and still they complain, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, Lord, about see the Moshe this morning, that they see how that you have the Moshe, God. It's you, God, that made a way for them to have that little bit that they have on their table. So they are just beginning to just think it this morning, God. Oh, God, I lift my family up to you, Lord, son of the Moshe, God. The Lord of our son, Lord of our church. I pray, God, that you save and deliver and after free, God. Let them see how the Lord, God, how far you brought them. Let them see how blessed they are in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, this morning, Lord, God, we buying up counsel, Lord, this morning in the dead of our son, the heart. And arrest, God, Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Our condition, Lord, oh, God, we know that you're the healer, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we might be aching this morning. We might not even feel the best, God, but we know we are here. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Thank you, God, for this day. That comes to the Lord's day like never before, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. I lift my son up to you. I call his name out this morning. I call you out, Jesus, to my son of the Lord, God, this morning, God. I pray, God, of the Lord, God, let him realize how blessed he is, Lord, my son. Let him realize, God, that you truly need me, come on, son. He needs you in his life, huh? Save, deliver, and set. Son of the Moshe, God. I plead the blood this morning, Lord Moshe, God. All in his home, God. All on his head, God. On the right, son of the Moshe, God. Stay loose, my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because I realize he can't have it. The devil can't have my son, Lord Moshe, God. He belongs to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, we have some keys, God, of Moshe, God, but let us begin to pray for them day and night, noon time, God, and see, we see a result, God, because you are the result, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, these things we ask you this morning, God, to have your way, God, name of Jesus, name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Have your perfect way. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come into the place where we are right now. Holy Spirit, take full control. In the name of Jesus, Sarabak. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you see all. Yes. You know all. Holy Spirit, come right now. Come right now. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Upon your people. Right now, Holy Spirit, you know. Have your perfect will. Have your perfect will. in every prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in every petition, in every request, Holy Spirit, move on now. Move by your power. Move by your name on our shoulders. Do it right now. Remove us, Holy Spirit, in our minds, in our thoughts, in our hearts. Renew us today, Lord God. For your service on today, Lord, glory be to God. Holy Spirit, have your will. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, glory to Boshat. We can't do it, Holy Spirit, without you.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
We can't do it. We need you now to come.
To come.
Right now, Holy Spirit. Come. In the name of Jesus, come, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here, for hearing our cry, and coming to see about us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself right now in each and every one of us, in our heart. Do it right now. Stir up the gift in our heart. Right now, Holy Spirit. Shake it up. Right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Right now, Holy Spirit. We can't do nothing without you, Holy Spirit. But we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit. That strengthens us on today. So every prayer, we touch on that corporate prayer that Mother Jackson prayed. Holy Spirit, where is that you need? Right now, in the name of Jesus, touch that area. Massage that area. In the name of Jesus. Renew, reprove that area. Oh, glory be to God. Holy Spirit, right now, touch us. Our minds. Touch our heart. Touch our thought process. Bring us back into alignment, Holy Spirit. Make your adjustment in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just come in the midst of whatever circumstance, whatever situation, whatever trial, whatever tribulation, Holy Spirit. You have full control right now. And we lay it down at your feet, Father God. In the name of Jesus. That your Holy Spirit will fix it. We'll turn it around. We'll work it all out. For our good. Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Have your way.
In the name
of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Do it right now. Go into every household. Go into every heart.
International.
National.
Spiritual.
Lord, the Holy Spirit. And overflow and overtake. Let your praise, glory, hallelujah, fill the air and the atmosphere of glory. In the four corners, the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
You do it, Holy Spirit. You do it, Holy Spirit. As we receive what you have from the Father and the Son. Oh, glory, your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We thank you.
Thank you,
and we glorify you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank you, Lord.
About it. In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. For coming.
Thank you, Lord.
For touching us. For being on the inside.
Lord, thank you.
Your anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Your overflow.
Thank
you. Power.
Yes, Lord.
Inside of us.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. From the crown of our head. Glory, hallelujah. To the soul of our very feet.
Yes, Lord.
Holy
thank
Spirit.
You, Jesus.
Have your
thank
way
you,
now.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord. Thank you.
Have your
thank
way.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And we say
thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
For your visitation.
Yes,
we say
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Holy Spirit,
thank you, Lord.
For bringing
thank
down
you.
What the Father
yes,
and the
Lord.
Son gave
yes,
you to
Lord,
give us.
Jesus.
We say thank
yes.
you, Holy Spirit,
yes,
for
Lord,
God's love,
God.
For His grace,
mm-hmm.
and His mercy
Lord.
Be upon us.
Lord,
we say
Lord,
thank
Lord.
You, Holy
thank
Spirit,
you, Lord.
For your
thank
word
Lord.
In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
thank
be
you,
to God
man.
That will come.
Thank you.
That will
yes.
come to correct
yes.
and reprove, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit,
ooh, thank you.
For your
thank
anointing.
You.
We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For bringing us back into
thank
alignment
Jesus.
And positioning
yes,
us back before
thank
the
you,
Father
Jesus.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. So
yes,
we give
Lord.
You praise.
Yes,
we give you
yes,
glory.
Thank
your
you, Lord.
We give
Lord,
you
thank
honor.
You.
Right
yes,
now,
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
And
we praise
you. Thank
you.
Yes,
from
we do, Lord.
All blessings
mm-hmm.
flow. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. We thank,
thank
you.
You. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We praise mm. you. And
yes,
glorify,
we do, Lord.
Magnify,
mm, yes.
worship
you.
Your holy
yes,
name.
Lord.
We
yes,
give you thanks
Lord.
And
thank
praise.
You,
we give you
Lord.
Thanks and
yes.
Right now, Lord God,
hey.
In all things.
Thank you.
In everything.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord. Yes, Lord, we do, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
Amen.
Oh,
mm,
praise
amen.
Be to God. Mm. Glory,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory.
Lord. Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Mm,
the anointing.
Yes, Lord, most
Spirit.
Worthy to be praised. Yes, the
living
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord, most he is worthy.
Ruling
yes.
and abiding. Oh,
yes,
glory.
Yes, yes.
On the inside of us. That he comes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless us.
Just thank
you. Empower us.
Thank
you. Yes,
yes,
to anoint us. God, we thank
Jesus.
You. Now, my.
Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Mm.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What
thank
a mighty,
you,
mighty, mighty mm. God we
yes,
serve.
Yes, Lord.
This
yes,
morning.
We do.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
We do.
Yes.
Mm.
Heaven
yes,
and
Lord.
Earth adore
mm.
him. The angels bow
yes,
before
mm.
him. What a mighty
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
What a mighty
yes.
God we
yes,
serve.
God
the Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
This morning. Mm.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
Lord. Thank you. Yes,
God,
Lord.
And God, we praise. Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name mm. of Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Yes.
As we move along
amen.
Today, amen. We thank God for
amen.
The Holy Spirit. We thank God for
yes.
the prayer.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, we know that our God is yet alive. He is
amen.
Not dead. You know how
no,
I know?
Because
I can
Jesus.
Feel him moving
yes,
all
Lord.
Over me.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I do. I feel
yes,
him moving.
Lord.
What about you, saints?
Yes.
Don't you feel the Lord
amen.
Moving all over you?
Yes, yes,
from the
yes.
crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, what
hallelujah.
A mighty God. Mighty,
yes,
mighty
Lord.
God. We
yes,
serve.
Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
we
Jesus.
Do, yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
What a
yes,
time.
Yes, we do.
And when all God's children get together, in heaven. What a time. What a time.
Hallelujah.
What a time.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, glory. Singing. Shouting.
Oh,
praising.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
dancing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Right here.
Yes.
In the getting ready
yes.
room. Right down
yes.
here.
Yes.
You're getting
yes,
ready.
Lord.
To
yes.
do all of those
yes.
things. And much more.
Yes. yes.
In the sight.
Jesus.
Of our Father,
yes.
in the presence
yes, Lord.
Of our God.
Mm.
Oh, bless his
yes.
name. Oh, bless
yes,
his name.
Yes,
see, we can do it down here. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord,
won't
Jesus.
Be no problem in heaven. Glory.
That's
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Catch
yes,
on
Jesus.
Fire. Catch on fire.
Yes.
Somebody
yes,
needs to catch
yes,
on fire with the Holy Ghost. Burn, burn, burn with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Oh,
thank
glory.
You, Lord.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Amen. Praise God. Moving right along, praise God. Mm.
Amen.
Coming from Philippians 4:4. Praise God. Amen. Philippians 4:4. Amen. Praise God. Philippians 4:4 reads as such. Excuse me. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderations be known unto men. The Lord is at hand.
Yes,
be careful
Lord,
for nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be wanting nothing. Don't be looking around for things, wanting. And God said, you know, he will take care of our needs. So
yes,
that's something we shouldn't have to worry about, you know, wanting
Amen.
Things. Amen. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving,
Amen.
Let your requests be made known unto God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And the peace
Amen.
Of God, which
yes,
passes
Lord.
All understanding, shall keep
Jesus.
Your heart and minds through
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes,
Finally,
Lord.
Brethren, whatsoever yes. things are true, my God.
Yes.
Whatsoever yes. things are honest, whatsoever
yes.
things are just,
Amen.
Whatsoever things are pure,
Hallelujah.
Whatsoever things are lovely,
yes,
whatsoever
Lord.
Things are of good report,
yes.
if
yes.
there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think
yes.
on these things.
Mm.
Those
yes,
things
Lord.
Which you have both learned and received
yes.
and
Amen.
Heard and
yes.
seen in me, do.
Amen.
And the God of peace shall be
yes.
with you.
Amen.
But again, I say, rejoice yes. in the Lord.
Amen.
Won't you rejoice
Hallelujah.
This morning in the Lord?
Amen.
Knowing, praise God, that he is a God that supplies all of your needs. And you have
yes,
want for nothing. Praise God. So
Amen.
When your mind even think of it, God has already seen it. Praise God.
Yes, he has.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And then he supplies your need according
yes,
to his riches in glory.
Yes.
Oh, bless his holy name. But
yes,
he's telling
Lord.
Us on today to rejoice.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
When we
Amen.
Rejoice, what are we doing? We're rejoicing. We're being happy. We're being jubilant.
Amen.
Giving praise
Hallelujah.
And thanks to God for all of
yes,
his kind
Lord.
And mighty acts
Lord.
Toward us. Oh, bless
Amen.
His holy name.
Yes,
oh, bless his holy name.
Yes.
You got to know how to rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't always about the battle, praise God. Amen. But it's about giving
Amen.
God the thanks and the praise.
Yes,
for he
yes,
said
amen.
He will fight all of our battles. He
yes,
said he'll be
yes.
our battle axe. He'll be our
yes,
wheel
Lord.
In the middle of the wheel.
Amen.
But he's telling us to
yes.
rejoice.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And then think on those things, amen. Those good
yes.
things. Those
amen.
Truthful things. Those
yes.
pure things of God. Oh, glory,
amen.
Hallelujah. Think
amen.
On them.
Amen. Yes.
Move all that other stuff out of your mind.
Amen.
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 And focus on the will
yes.
of God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
That we will come into
Amen.
Your heart and your mind
yes.
and satisfy
yes,
your soul.
Yes, it will.
On today.
Yes, it will.
On
Amen.
Today. I say,
yes, Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord, our God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to bring in our pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
Morning. Good morning.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Brother Jackson.
Bless you
God
all.
Bless you.
Amen. You know what? It's so funny.
You know, I was thinking about something, and, you know, just thinking about, you know, mother them back in the days, you know. You come
yes.
from playing out the house, and you come from playing outside the house and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes your parents, you know, played in the dirt so much, sometimes they make you drop your clothes right there at the door. They tell you
Amen.
To take them clothes off right at the door, and them clothes
That's
go straight to the washing machine. Before you must enter into the house, and before you must sit down and say, "Mom, I want something to eat," they send you straight
yeah.
to the bathtub and tell
Amen.
You need to go and wash. Amen. I got
Amen.
To know, I know many of you just remember that, you know. And you come in there dirty if you want to, and you didn't brush off your feet, and you didn't take them shoes off and stuff like that. You probably have a shoe flying right behind you, and so you need to go right back. Take that stuff off before you enter into this house. Amen.
Amen.
I know you remember that. Well, praise God, that's something similar with the Lord. And if we realize and really think in what we be doing, sometimes, like Pastor Smith was just saying, rejoice in the Lord. Sometimes
yes.
we want to bring our dirty issues in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And what
mm-hmm.
God said, we need to take our dirty issues and drop them at the door. Because
Amen.
Inside the house is nothing but love and peace, and there's nothing but rejoice. What you got
yeah.
on the outside of the house need to stay on the outside of the house, because it's nothing
Amen.
On the outside of the house that you bring in can help you. Inside
mm-hmm.
of the house, you could be washed. Inside of the house, you could get new garments.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of the yeah, house,
Lord.
You could get all brand new.
Yeah.
Inside of the house, you could get fed. Inside of the house, you know, mom and them and the father could be able to take care of you well. See, if you try to bring something from the outside in the inside and think you're going to find rejoice or find peace, you are not going to find it. All you're going to be doing is trying to clean up a mess that you brought in. Y'all hear
Amen.
Me? Because I don't know about you, you know, you know, when you see a mess and you got mess and you got dirt on track in from the outside of the house and different things
mm-hmm.
like that, that do something to people that who like to just stay, I'm going to just say decent, just like to say decent,
mm-hmm.
stay in order.
Oh, yeah.
They'll look at it and say, all right, where the broom, where the vacuum,
yeah.
clean it up, you got mud
mm-hmm.
on the floor and different things. You can't be in peace because
mm-hmm.
you got a mess around you and the mess
yeah.
needs to get cleaned up before
Man.
I can be able to be in peace in my
mm-hmm.
own dwelling place. Amen. See,
yes.
a lot of us, we are wrestling with different things within ourselves.
Yes.
And God saying, listen, I'm trying to help you, but you need to let it go, because as you bring
yes.
it in, we too busy trying to clean it up, and you cannot tap into your rejoice or you cannot tap into your peace place because you still holding on to some dirt or you still holding on to some mess. And every time you try to bring it into the tabernacle, we got to clean it up first. Before we can really give you to my God, before we can really give you to the place where you can really rejoice in me, my God, you cannot rejoice into the Lord if we're going to bring forth dirty stuff. Saints of God,
Amen.
We have to learn how to allow that dirty stuff and leave it at the door. Don't bring it into the house, because it cannot do anything for the Lord. It cannot do anything. Other things that the Lord want to do, clean it up, get it up out of here, because at the end of the day, it don't have no place into a pure place. Amen? Amen.
Yeah.
A pure
Amen.
Place. So we got to make sure that we just really identify different things within ourselves and identify. It's not the fact that the Lord doesn't care. It's the fact it's the fact dirtiness don't have no power in his dwelling places. It doesn't have no room in his dwelling places. My God, it's just that fact right there that it's going to purity or cleanliness going to overtake any mess in this. Amen? But the parents going to let you play. The parents going to let you have fun. The parents going to let you go out there and learn your lesson and get whatever you got to get. The parents going to allow you to go on out there, but once you come inside the house, it's a different order inside of here.
Exactly.
It's a different structure inside of here. Y'all hear me?
Man.
It's a different order inside God. It's a different structure inside God. You cannot bring your same ways inside of God and think you're going to get a different result. No.
Yes.
You're going to have a wrestling moment because God got to clean some stuff up. Then he could be able to give you something. That's why we found a lot of our peoples, a lot of saints of God today, they always in a wrestling match because God is trying to pull some old stuff off of you so he can give you the joy. But if you just knock it at the door, you don't have to wait for him to come and chastise and say, hey, you need to take that off, or hey, you need to pull that off, or hey, you need to let that go, or hey, forget those things that which are behind, press towards the mark. We don't need to wait on him to tell us that. We just need to go ahead and live it because our trust is in the Lord. Our trust is in him. So therefore, I'm going to leave that at the door. I'm going to leave that walk at the door. I'm going to leave them dirty clothes at the door. I'm going to leave all that stuff at the door because in my father's house, there's new clothes. In my father's house, there's a new, my God, there's a new step, a new walk. In my father's house, there's peace, there is shelter. In my father's house, I can be kept in my father's house. My goodness.
Amen.
Thank you, God. We understand. Let's make sure, just like our mother. That's like even some of us to this day, we got the same ways or some of the structure of our parents. Allow somebody to bring even us grandchildren to come and bring all that filth in your house. You go right back out there. And immediately we start to take them straight to the bathtub and begin to wash them. Say, so God, please, let's begin to strip off that stuff. Because you will never find your peace, you will never find your joy if you keep carrying on things that you need to let go. You need to just walk away from. You'll always find yourself into a struggle, and you'll always have a chip on your shoulder because you're not allowing things to let go, and you're not allowing the house, the inner house, to do what it needs to do because the inner house is too busy trying to get you clean. My goodness. Too busy trying to get you clean. But I just thank God when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Lord.
Because there is liberty in the house of the Lord. There is peace inside the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, the one thing that I do know, when you get your trust and your all in all, you might pick it up from somewhere else. You know, you might got your problems from somewhere else. Somebody probably called you with a problem. You might got your financial issues from somewhere else. See, that's the dirt that I'm talking about. Your frustration probably came from somebody else. Probably came from a disappointment or information or a disappointment, a newsletter or something that's frustrating you with the siblings or with the kids. You know, you might have some issues on your job. That's the dirt right there. But when I come into my father's house, I'm going to cast my cares unto him. Other words, I'm going to leave that stuff at the door. Because when I walk into my father's house, everything's going to get ready to be made whole. It's my God. It's a beautiful thing when you can walk into your father's house and every dirty garment that you got, every dirty garment from a doctor's report, every dirty garment that you got for being lied on, being persecuted, every dirty garment that you got because your finances was great, now it's acting funny, every dirty garment that you got that you feel as though now I'm going to lose my mind, I'm in rejection, I need love wherever it is. And every dirty garment you got, once you strip it off of you, you'll find that it's new garments in the house. I don't know about you, but I realize that every house is made with a closet. I don't think that these houses now is not made without a closet. Every house is made with a closet. Amen. And inside the closet, they got changing garments inside everybody's closet. Amen. You got new clothes. Clothes. You got clothes that you just bought, and you got old clothes that you already had. You got new shoes that you just bought, new old shoes that you already had sitting in your closet. And when you go into your closet, you could go ahead and change your garment or change your style however you want it. I'm telling you right now that God got some new clothes in the closet for a lot of you. You don't have to worry about being straight. You don't have to worry about being bound. He got he got some clothes that cause joy. He got some clothes that cause peace. He got some shoes that cause a new walk that your footsteps are ordered by him. He got some new clothes inside of there to make you shout. He got a new worship in there. He got a new hat in there for your mind. Everybody hear me. He got some new clothes in there, but he ain't able to put the new clothes on you until you take the old clothes off of you. Lord, have mercy.
I'm gonna go
right now. I never seen a person that take the dirty clothes that they use and they had on all day, and they go in their closet. They take new clothes that they got in the closet, clean clothes. They take the clean clothes and put them on top of the old clothes. Never went in the tub and washed. Never did what they hygiene. Never took off the old clothes on yesterday. But all of their kids just went in the closet, put on a new set, a new layer of clothes, and walked back out the door and start a new day. You know that you know that a lot of us are doing that in the spirit. If we don't take the old stuff off on yesterday and put on something new on today, we still got old stuff that we did not even go and wash and use proper hygiene. Y'all hear me? We didn't even have proper hygiene. So all it is mess on top of mess on top of mess on top of mess. That's why a lot of us can't forgive Bobo, and we still mad at Bobo for all these years. And now we got other stuff on top of that that is keeping us bound, because we too busy is putting on new clothes on top of old stuff, and we thinking we looking good. No, baby, you're fooling yourself, because we got to strip the old clothes. We got to take off the old garment. And once we take them off, we got to get in to be washed by the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost washes us, then I can go and put on some new garment, and I can be new all over again.
Lord,
have mercy.
And let's
make sure in the spirit we're not continually keeping on yesterday clothes.
Amen.
And try to find a new look for tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's not
Amen.
Do that, because all you're going to have layers after layers that you're going to have to sit there to peel off for you. Layers
Amen.
After layers. Years after years. Years of problems, years of issues, years of being mad at the same person that they, not a person is dead and gone about their business, or they remarried and gone with their life. You still stuck there. You're still there. You got them years, you got them layers of clothes still on you. And you got to go through layer after layer to pull them off. And every time you look at each layer carries a memory. Each layer carries a memory. Each layer carries a thought. Each layer, you remember that outfit that you just had on. You know where you was at with that outfit. You know who gave you the compliment with that outfit. You know how much hurt that you had in that outfit. You know that outfit right there. You was in a fight with that outfit. You remember the fight in that outfit. The outfit right there, that's when I got the news that he or she don't hurt me, don't cheat it on me. I still got that outfit on. You know, you remember all these outfits that you have on years after years because you failed to drop the clothes at the door. You failed to take the clothes off at the door. And we go in the closet instead of us allowing the Spirit of the Lord to wash us over again, to give us a renewing in our spirit, a renewing in our mind. We go to the closet and decide to put some new clothes on top of that. Now the new clothes become dirty. And the new clothes become filtered. The new clothes become contaminated because you got them on top of the old clothes. And the old clothes is already filthy. Anything that touched dirt, regardless how many times you don't wash it, it becomes contaminated.
My goodness. Amen.
My goodness. Saints of God, begin to strip off the old stuff. Let's begin to drop the clothes out the door. And I'm telling you right now, if I be my man of God, you will find true happiness. You will find true peace. But you cannot find it if you're still struggling with the old stuff. Let's have good, my God, good hygiene in the spirit. Let's begin to strip off the stuff of yesterday. Let's begin to strip off the stuff of last year. Let's not continue to walk around with them garments inside of us, on us, and continue to try to put on new garments on top of that, and all the new garments garments is getting filthy, and we're constantly in a wrestling match. That's why a lot of people is always in a fight. They're in a fight because they still keeping on old stuff, and they constantly in a fight because that stuff begin to get stinky. Amen? The old stuff begin to get stinky. Imagine if it get wet. After it get wet and you ain't washed it, you ain't did something, it becomes mildew. Amen? It becomes mildew. Then mold begin to grow on. You know, mold begin to grow on that kind of stuff. Yeah. Amen? Then if you leave filthy stuff on you long enough, you begin to catch this thing called gangrene and all this kind of stuff here. Your body begin to be affected because you got some old stuff on. How many saints of God to this morning that is listening that their spiritual body is begin to be affected because they got some old stuff on and they don't had it on for a long time? Instead of you being well, your spiritual body is being sick because you got something in the spirit that giving you gangrene. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to go. Hallelujah. I need to run. My God. My God. My God. And if we, and this is why God constantly tell us, cast our cares. Stay out of that. Forget those things that which are behind. You know, forget those things. You know, leave the past alone. Leave it alone because all they're going to do is going to begin to affect you. And you will never enjoy the new things that is in your life. What is the new thing? A new thing is that husband that you have in front of you, but you will never realize that husband or wife is your best new thing because you still got old clothes on.
Oh my goodness.
You don't realize that the job opportunity that you got, the new supervisors that you have in your life, new managers that you have in your life on your job, you won't realize that God don't place them in there to be a help to you because you still got old clothes on.
Come on.
My goodness.
Hey,
my goodness.
God.
You don't realize that your new church family that you have now, that God don't sent you there to help you to be developed, to help you to develop, to help you to grow. And God place people around you, your new Christian walk, your new spiritual life, because you still got old clothes on for the last people that don't hurt you, last people that don't that damage your trust, last people don't rant you out the creek. You cannot realize that you got opportunity for God to be able to bless you because you still got old clothes on.
Hallelujah.
The old mind is still on. You haven't changed your hat in years. You still got the same hat. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody pulling in the spirit. My goodness, you still got the same hat on. You still got the same hat. We wanted you to take the hat off. What do you do with the hat? Do the hat get washed? No, the hat stay on when you sleep. The hat stay on when you wake up. You still got the same mindset as last year, year before that. And you're thinking that a different result going to come out of the same mindset. Maybe you're going to have to take off that hat. Matter of fact, you don't need to wash it. You need to throw away because you got to close it for a new hat. Don't constantly forget. Listen, my God, I don't know if y'all know. There's a children's fairy tale called The Cat in the Hat. The Cat in the Hat. The cat got this old big old hat, my God. Got this old big old tall hat. Some of us in the spirit realm, we got this big old tall hat because we constantly putting hats on top of hats on top of hats and thinking we're going to find a new mind. Thinking we're going to find a new thought process. Thinking something's going to come out different because we're constantly keeping on the old hat and not changing out the old hat for the new hat. But we throwing the new hat on top of the old hat. Then that hat get old. We throw another hat on top of that. That hat get old. We throw another hat on top of that hat. How tall is your hat in the spirit? Your hat in the spirit?
Jesus.
The same mindset, the same thought. Then we come into fresh revelation, new revelation. We come into new wisdom, but yet we still got the same thought pattern. So now you don't change in something new, but you still got something old still on top of your head. You need to take that old hat off and keep on a new hat, and you can be able to see that your mind is renewed.
Amen, amen.
Goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. And you know what I found out, Pastor Smith? I'm finna go right now. I'm finna go on this one.
Jesus.
I found out once a person that finna get ready to go out somewhere, they get dressed all up and they don't know if they look good until they look in the mirror.
All right.
They don't know the outfit that they got on. Is it sitting me properly until they look in the mirror? Y'all hear me? They don't know that what they got on, does it fit my body type? Does it fit my body structure until they look in the mirror? Y'all hear me? They don't know if a button or something is out of place, or a shirt is not put right, or if a dress is not turned or twisted right until they look in the mirror. And once they look in the mirror, they realize the imperfection, or they realize something defaults, and they have an opportunity before they step out into the public, they can straighten up the areas that need to be straightened up once they look in the mirror. How many of us look in the mirror in the spiritual before we go out? Oh my goodness. How many of us look in the mirror before we go out? Because if we look in the mirror, we'll realize we got too many clothes on. We'll realize this hat that we got on is just too tall. We'll realize that we have not been into the proper. We have not allowed the Holy Ghost to wash. How many of us looked in the mirror at ourselves and realize what we have on? Why my joy is not here? Why my peace is not here? That's your clothes, baby. And there's something wrong with your clothes. You need to go and look in the mirror to find out what is the world going on with my clothes. What is the world going on with my look? What's going on with this? Maybe the mirror could show you something that nobody else can.
Yeah.
Hear me. Maybe the mirror could show you something that nobody else can't. My God. Maybe you can accept things better from the mirror than you can accept things from your neighbor. Because your neighbor will bring a level of embarrassment. Then you feel as though, man, I should have got that together before I home. You look at your spouse, why you didn't tell me that before we left? Why you didn't show me that before I left? It brings a level of embarrassment once you be exposed. Y'all hear me? Saints of God, please, look in the mirror before you step out. Let's make sure in the mirror that we got on the whole armor of God. Let's make sure in the mirror that we're carrying the fruits of the Spirit. Y'all hear me this morning. Make sure in the mirror that the old things are passed away. That this time I'm in a new garment. I got a new wall. I got a new talk. I got my playing shoes. I got my fighting shoes. I got my stepping out shoes. And I got the step. Y'all hear me? And I'm finna step. Y'all hear me? Some of us are wearing shoes that we are wearing, just trying to fit in shoes that when you was a little kid and you outgrow them shoes.
Amen.
You outgrow the shoes. You still trying to fit in clothes that you was a little child, and now the clothes that you're wearing on, it is suffocating you because now you outgrow it. You outgrow it.
Yeah.
You got to take off them clothes as a child. Even as Paul said, even as the man of God said, when I was a child, I acted as a child. But when I become an old, I put away all childish things.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. I got to go. I got to go. I don't took that too much of time on the air anyways. I've got to go. My goodness. Saints of God. Let's get our house in order. And before we get into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Make sure that everything we picked up outside of the house, we leave it at the door.
Amen.
We leave it at the door. Because if we leave it at the door, we don't have to worry about putting on stuff from yesterday, keeping on stuff from yesterday, and bringing it in into our tomorrow because I left it at the door. Left it at the door. Before I leave, I want you to begin in your prayer time. I want you to begin to just ask the Holy Ghost, strip me, Holy Ghost, before I even go into prayer, before the living God, before I pray, before the night end. Strip me, God. Strip all the things that I racked up or calumniate throughout the day. Strip me from the worldly stuff. Strip me from the different things that cause me to be upset, cause me to be hurt today. Strip us, oh Lord. Strip us from the mindset that we done developed as we went on and we seen that different things that we tried and it didn't come through and we feel as though we are a failure. Strip that off of us, Lord. Father, the perception that is in our eye, that we feel as though that we look at different things and we look at a certain way because we don't been hurt, we don't been abused, and now we look at everything that is out to get us. Strip us, God. Strip us from the filthy garments, God. The filthy garments of anger, filthy garments of depression. Strip us from the filthy garments just me walking around sad, miserable. My God, self-pity spirit just wants somebody to feel sorry for us while we in our pity party, God. Strip us. We want to leave it at the door. Because we know when you strip us, we can put on some fresh clothes. And we can rejoice in a shot of you. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. God bless all of you. Amen and amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Do it, Lord.
Amen. Oh, bless his holy name. Loving yourselves accordingly.
Yes.
Come on back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Amen.
Amen.
But we can do it all over again. In the presence of the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You have a God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
In the Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your help us today, Lord. Help us, Jesus, because we need you.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm dead.
And it is.